bake sales? Joining us now is Mimi Roth of the Food Police. No, I'm sorry, she's president of the National Action Against Obesity. She says banning things like school bake sales are a good thing to do. And right next to her, it's, well, not right next, they've kept as far apart as they can, is Cathro Mango Ward of Reason Magazine, who says they are not good things to do, and people like Roth threaten our freedom. So, Mimi, let me start with you. School bake sales, they pay for all kinds of good things. They get people to participate. What's your problem?
You know, you can call it a bake sale or call it a cupcake or call it what you want, but trans fat, food coloring, a ton of sugar is what it is. It's dangerous and harmful to kids when they repeatedly ingest it. School is not the same thing as the floor of the NASDAQ. It's not open season to market or solicit junk food to children while they're in a public school environment.
I mean, I think it's just, in the end, it's a question of choices. When it's about kids, it's choices for their parents. And Mimi is right that we should let the ultimate decision-making power rest with the parents. But as long as we do have schools, as long as we do have public places, there's a question whether we should let Mimi decide what each kid gets to eat.
Or no, I don't feed anyone else's kids. All the other parents are feeding my kids
but,
and everyone else's
kids.
But
you want
the
school. You lobby for the school.
PTA meeting, right?
No, not me. I don't even go to the PTA meetings because they don't want to make these changes.
Well, look, New York's got this ban. What's wrong with the ban on junk food, on bake sales?
It's, you know, in schools, I think there is also a limited, you know, there's a place to restrict freedom. Kids are vulnerable. You can say, you know what, we shouldn't force, you know, sugary juice, we shouldn't force sugary chocolate milk on kids, sure. But that's not really what this is about. This debate is not about individual kids getting chocolate milk. It's about restricting freedom. It's about taking the bubble of place where people can make their own choices and shrinking it. Luckily, we have, for every kid, one parent, usually two, who has all the local information and they're able to make broader decisions for their kids.
Yeah, maybe so, why not let the parents decide?
Well, that's what I'm saying. People are feeding other people's children without asking in advance. That is an impingement upon my right.
To be fair, this is a great argument for school choice. I mean, right now kids are also stuck in a terrible top-down public school system, and parents don't have a lot of choices on that. So
monopoly, a government monopoly.
A government monopoly, and I think it's not a coincidence that the food at schools is so terrible when, you know, the education is pretty terrible too. So if we want to look at the big picture, we should say, let's let parents choose everything for their kids, including what kind of education they get.
I don't know. I'm focused mostly on their health, and I think children's health is being robbed from them.
Children's health. Should the ice cream man be allowed to come into the neighborhood and ring a loud bell?
I don't think they should be parked right by the gate of the school, which is what we're seeing. They're right at the entrance and exit gates of the school. I think there should be some buffering zone. And I think that as a parent, you don't want your every effort undermined. Everyone thinks it's just
neutral. Speaking of undermined, one county in California has banned these action figures with Happy Meals. They're sucking the kids in to eat McDonald's stuff.
Well, you have a problem when an adult marketer is trying to have a direct relationship with a child. Adults should have a relationship with adults and not use inducements to convince children to eat junk food. I don't have a problem with toys. I'm just not sure toys should be sold as the number one thing for food.
This is going to suck the kids into...
They work great. I admire how effective they are.
This is a great thing about our country, though. Five-year-olds really don't have driver's licenses. And, you know, for better or for worse, five-year-olds aren't allowed a lot of unsupervised time in our country.
Illinois has a candy tax. You support that?
Yeah, and I think candy drinks, otherwise known as sodas, also should have been taxed. As desperate as governments are, or state government, municipalities and the federal government, as desperate as we are for money, why is it that we left that money on the table? It's because the soda lobby is that strong. We could have raised $1 billion a year in New York alone, but we left candy drink tax on
the
table.
But what's so horrible about soda?
Nothing.
A glass of orange juice has just as much sugar.
I agree with you, John, but it's ubiquitous, not essential, and I don't think money grab is such a horrible term. If you need money, take it from something that's a candy drink.
In Illinois, they don't ban. Not yet. They tax candy.
Yeah.
But then, you know, the bureaucracy, what is candy? If it's chocolate, like a Hershey bar, that's candy. But if it has flour, it's considered food. So a Kit Kat bar and these are food. So these are not taxed.
And this gets precisely at how very, very arbitrary these distinctions are. People are very, very simplistic, and they demonize Coke, and they demonize candy, and they exalt milk and juice and apples. And the fact is that every food is bad if eaten in excess and perfectly great if eaten in moderation.
I think we can agree that we're supposed to eat within our means. I'm saying that you have to eat within your means.
That your arguments are like aid and comfort to the enemy, right? That you say, you know, I want to be reasonable, I just want to eat within your means, but the place that bureaucrats are always going to go, because the state is a blunt, blunt instrument, it is a club, and the place that people are always going to go is to say, let's ban the Happy Meal toys.
So if we ban it, isn't that an attack on freedom?
No, the biggest attack on freedom is loss of health. Without your health, you have nothing. Without your health, there is no pursuit of happiness.
Thank you, Mimi Roth, Catherine Mangu Ward.